Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. Welcome. We are honored to be here and thank you for being there. Today, as we look into God's Word together, the goal is for us to become more like Jesus. Our title is Delighting in Disability. Now think about the person you know who has struggled with a disability or gone through a very difficult time. So often the disability or area of difficulty becomes the very thing they excel at, and often they go on to help many others in this area. One living example of this is Johnny Erickson Tada. She was injured and lost almost all movement from her neck down. Now, her ministry has helped and encouraged so many people just like her. It is incredible to see how God used her to reach others. Now, think about your own life. Usually, the areas of our greatest passion are areas we have been greatly wounded or experienced some great difficulty. It is just like God to use these areas in our lives to help others going through similar circumstances. This is not us. It is God at work. And Paul sums it up perfectly in this powerful verse. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. If you can, turn to 2 Corinthians 12. And together, let's think about how we can learn to delight in our disabilities.
Theron Drake lost his memory in 2007 when he was 14 years old. Every day when he woke up, he became a 2-year-old again. So every morning, his father accompanied him to school, and by the time he reached swimming practice later in the day, he was a 14-year-old again. Eventually, through the help of medication, he was able to overcome the amnesia. But by June of 2008, Theron was completely blind. Now, in spite of his disability, he continued to swim in high school, and he eventually competed at the international level. In fact, he won many medals at all levels of competition, and he holds 11 unbeaten records as a Paralympic swimmer. And he also earned a bachelor's degree in business and a master's degree in business administration. With all of those accomplishments, there's a question that comes up. What was Theron's most significant achievement? This quote has guided him through all his accomplishments. He said, "Everyone has a disability. Mine is just more noticeable than most people. God can use anyone's disability for His glory if you will allow Him to do so." How do you react to Theron's statement that everyone has a disability? At first thought, you may think you don't have one. But in reality, we all do. If nothing else, our disability is the consequence of living in both a body and a world that are marred by sin and its effects. The Apostle Paul knew what it was like to live with a disability. He openly discusses this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 1 to 10. Our study for today is titled, Delighting in Your Disability. Listen as I read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. "It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who, 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, and yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, and distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In this text, Paul reveals the discoveries by which you and I can learn to delight in our disability. The first discovery that will help us learn to delight in our disability is the definition of a disability. A disability is a physical, mental, cognitive, or developmental condition that impairs or interferes with our ability to perform specific tasks or actions. You probably already knew that, but how is Paul using the word in our text? The King James Version uses the English word infirmities. The same word is translated in other places as illnesses, diseases, and invalid. But the most common rendering is weaknesses. It implies feebleness of some kind, either in mind or body, or both. In verse 10, Paul gives us a partial list of these disabilities, and he says he is content to experience them. He uses the word weaknesses, and then he adds insults, hardships with persecution, and difficulties. Now, nobody that I know likes insults, or shame, or having their reputation damaged. And then there are hardships. Other related words are distress, compulsion, constraint, or necessity. Add to this persecution, specifically for religious reasons. Many of our brothers and sisters around the world are experiencing that kind of persecution right now, and maybe you are too. And then finally, distress or hardship describes a narrowness of place, not knowing which way to turn for relief. We must understand that these disabilities or weaknesses that Paul is talking about are not the result of his poor choices or bad behavior. No, these are circumstances beyond our control, situations and experiences that make us look weak. In fact, if we could, we would avoid these situations completely, but we're not able to do that. And that's part of what makes them so hard to bear. All of us face situations like this in our lives. And we also face hostility and defamation from people who hate God and Jesus and the Bible. Like the Apostle Paul, we must learn to delight in our disability. The first discovery we must make is to define what our disability is. The second discovery is the source of disability. Does the disability that Paul mentions come from Satan or God? Well, in verse 7, Paul talks about his thorn in the flesh and says, it is a messenger of Satan to buffet or torment me. To be buffeted means to be slapped or to be struck with a fist. Would Satan purposely give something to someone to keep them from becoming proud? Pride is what Satan is all about. It was his original sin. So he will entice many people to follow him in that sin. But we must remember a couple of things. First of all, Satan is not omniscient. That is, he doesn't know everything. He doesn't know how a person will respond to a situation that he, Satan, may instigate. There's a case in point. He most likely thought that Jesus' death was the end of the story. He couldn't have been more wrong. That proves he can't know beforehand the choices we will make. And secondly, as we learn from the life of Job, Satan can only do what God permits him to do. He doesn't have unlimited power or access, especially to the people of God. And Satan misread Job, too. Is it possible that Satan hoped Paul's hardships would make him bitter toward God, just like he had hoped that Job's trials would make Job bitter? You know, many people have fallen into that trap. They've been told falsely, just come to Jesus and your life will be better and easier. You know, in reality, the opposite is almost always true. When you become a follower of Christ, your life becomes more difficult. Satan will use your desires, he will use your friends and your family to try to draw you away from Christ. Paul realized that God had allowed Satan to buffet him for a specific reason. The reason for his thorn was so that he wouldn't become proud. This sharp pointed thing, whatever it was uncomfortable. So Paul recognized that God was allowing Satan to afflict him for a specific reason. Paul first discovered what his disability was, and then he found that the source of that disability was both God and Satan. The final discovery, then, that helps us learn to delight in our disability is the purpose of disability. What was the purpose of Paul's disability? Well, what is the purpose of your disability and mine? Paul had experienced the fantastic supernatural revelation mentioned earlier in this chapter. He had been caught up into the very presence of God. We can only imagine what that must have been like. And that kind of experience would surely be grounds for boasting. Well, I must be special because God gave me this kind of revelation. You know, the false teachers who opposed Paul were guilty of this kind of self-promotion, and Paul wanted no parts of that. But he didn't really want the thorn in the flesh either. He understood that it was necessary to keep him from becoming proud. Is the temptation to pride the reason why God doesn't entrust the miraculous gifts of 1 Corinthians 12 to many people? I think so. The well-known people of our time who claim to have these gifts are certainly not models of humility. We make several observations from Paul's insights on the purpose of disabilities. First, Satan's mission in life is to harass you, discourage you, make you want to give up, and to turn you aside from following Christ. It's okay to ask God for relief. Paul did that 3 times. He actually begged God to remove this thorn because he saw it as a hindrance to his ministry, to his effectiveness for God. But God could see the bigger picture, and God said no. But he didn't just say no, he went on to say, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is fulfilled in your weakness." God's purpose is to glorify himself and the grace and power of his Son through us as his children. He's not able to do that if we're full of ourselves. And so he allows disability to keep us humble so that we and others recognize that any good that comes from us is sourced in him. Paul concluded that he would boast about his disabilities, not because they were so much fun, because he understood that suffering for righteousness was proof that the power of Christ rested on him. And not only would he boast about his disabilities, but he would delight in them. Why? Because it was in his weakness that the strength of Christ was revealed. And that is what Paul wanted those around him to see, the power of Christ. Are you and I able to cheerfully embrace our limitations, our disabilities, so that the power of Christ may rest on us? Or do we chafe and complain, accusing God of being unfair and giving us a raw deal in life? Let's remember that God's grace is all you and I need. He will give to you and me what is required to continue, regardless of illness or disability. We must stay focused on Jesus and stop worrying about the things we can't control. When you are weak, God is strong. Your disability will stop you only if you allow it to. Trust God that he knows what he's doing, and learn to delight in your disability for his glory and for the blessing of others.
When we are weak, God is strong. What an amazing principle. This can only happen with God. Thanks again for being with us today. If you would like to contact us for any reason, here is how you can reach us. The best way to contact us is email, and our email is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can connect with us on our website, which is heraldsofhope.org. We would love to hear from you. We don't mind which method you use to reach us. As you go, think about this amazing verse. I know you heard it before today, but it's so good just to meditate on. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.